Ukraine's capital was hit by missiles overnight. Kyiv's mayor says at least three people were killed, including two children. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made an unexpected appearance at a summit in neighboring Moldova. The summit is taking place less than a dozen miles away from the breakaway region of Transnistria, which hosts Russian troops on Moldova's eastern border with Ukraine. Zelensky says he will hold bilateral meetings at the European Political Community Summit, where he will propose setting up a, quote, coalition of patriots. NATO foreign ministers are discussing Ukraine's bid to join the military alliance at a two-day meeting in Oslo today. France and Germany are split on the matter, with France pushing for a concrete path for Ukraine to join the NATO military alliance, and Germany urging more caution about discussing membership in light of Russia's ongoing war. Zelensky says short of full membership, Ukraine needs security guarantees in the run-up to the next month's NATO summit. European Union member states are moving slowly toward an agreement on an 11th round of sanctions over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Bloomberg has learned that a number of proposals originally put forward by the bloc's executive arm are set to be watered down. For example, plans to ban ships with prohibited goods from entering EU ports will likely be partly dropped. The package has been in limbo for weeks over a number of issues raised by member states. And here in the U.S., more aid for Ukraine could prove a sticking point as the Senate looks to pass the debt ceiling bill. A vote may happen as soon as today. However, its chances of success remain uncertain. We caught up with South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham a short time ago.
I'm talking to the President Zelensky at 1 o'clock today. He's confused. I want him to know that this budget deal does not take off the table the ability to help Ukraine with their liberation efforts, that there will be more money coming through a supplemental. I want our own military to hear that there's a chance to repair some of the damage. And if I don't hear that, we'll be here to Tuesday, and every day I'll offer an amendment to not default.
New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says the Senate will remain in session until a bill is passed. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Originals, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Yahira Jaquez. This is Bloomberg.